ladies and gentlemen, for the 839th time, I think it is, the Mason and Friends Show, featuring that dude called Mike.
Yeah.
As well as that dude called Jew.
What up, bitches?
As well as that dude called the Carpenter's Son.
What's up, peeps?
As well as myself, aka Mahoney. Welcome to the Mason and Friends Show.
What's happening, y'all? What's good out there today? Jew, so you have questions here about Diddy. So let me break down what the hell's been happening that I can at least touch on somewhat a little bit with Diddy here. Diddy has been brought up on some more accusations of sex trafficking, sexual assaults, and, you know, following boys and shit like this. They raided his mansion or some shit.
His place in Miami, his place in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Simultaneously. Said, they hit the door in L.A. at the same time they hit the door in Miami.
And he was on his private jet, or was about to get on his private jet, but they grounded the jet. Like, he can't fly nowhere.
Well, his private jet went to Antigua, but they didn't let him on a plane.
Well, when they finally raided his shit, just...
They haven't said yet.
They ain't said what they got out of there.
The rumor, there's multiple rumors. One of the rumors is that the feds went there to erase tapes. But another rumor is that Diddy had video footage from all over his place, and he'd have all kind of crazy parties, and he'd be doing all kind of weird gay shit to, like, rappers. Like,
there's multiple fucking...
There's audio of him railing Meek Mill in a booty hole.
That's what they say it is. It's him fucking tearing Meek's ass up.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So, like, everything that he was doing, so, like, Chappelle nailed it down.
Yeah, that's what everybody's saying on that one, too. Yeah, like, Chappelle was right. They got different people talking about what he done. But then here's the other thing, too, because on top of this.
Because I did see a bunch of memes where he does look like he's kissing a bunch of people and shit.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, damn, Diddy just, like,
Diddy's a wild
Diddy
ass dude.
Everybody down.
But look, the same day that fucking they did Diddy's raid, they also released the documentary of the Nickelodeon dude.
Well, because Diddy was a big part of Nickelodeon, too. Have you seen the video where Diddy's, like, hanging
with Dan
out?
Dan Schneider, or this is not Dan. What is his name?
The guy's name is Dan Schneider.
It's Schneider.
But it's not the Dan Schneider of the Redskins.
You're talking about the white dude, right?
Yeah, the big fat white guy.
He's a chunky white dude that was, like, raping all kind of kids at Nickelodeon.
Had a toe fetish. They're like the double dare toe where you had to dig through the toes. That was like his mastermind was that he needed to have that, the double dare challenge of them digging through the toe jam and shit.
That's a toe fetish right there.
Yeah, man. Like, he got a foot fetish.
You got to put it in the game, bud.
Yeah, man. That was like you had to have that in the game. Like, I haven't even watched the documentary yet because I know I'm going to get pissed the fuck off because I don't like that shit. But
well, like, that's the thing that's irking me lately about all this is that, like, they put out the Meek Mill audio. It really sounds like he's getting railed.
Yeah, it does.
You know what I mean? And everybody's all like, oh, ha, Meek Mill getting raped.
And who's that rapper?
And people are laughing. Yeah, he's a rapper. And I'm like, at the same time, like, you couldn't act this. Like, I don't think it's cool to act that way about it. Like, I don't even want to play it on here. But, like, I kind of might have to. But
you
like,
have to for
him. I know, a Jew hadn't heard it. So I'm sort of trying to find it, but I don't really want to. So, like, let me just preface before you hear it on here that it was so. Like, I'm doing it for, like, the journalistic purposes.
Sources. This is for sources.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Sources
for sources.
Brought us audio of Meek Mill.
I don't know what's going on. I don't even know who the fuck Meek Mill is. I ain't going to lie to y'all.
Meek Mill's a Philly rapper. He only has one real good hit.
All right, well, that's why I don't
the
know.
The rest of the shit, you know, he
took Diddy Dick and didn't even get to be a big-time rapper that the Jew knows who he is.
I don't.
Well, damn, I don't know. People got Diddy Dick, though, and then step up to...
Well, see, here's the thing, because Mace says something on the show with him and Cameron talking about, yo.
Diddy fucked Mace. There's so much going on.
No, Mace is telling like,
Mace
yo.
Mace said no Diddy instead of no homo.
Yeah, instead of saying no homo, he's the one that started, yo,
he didn't say pause,
say no
he
Diddy.
Said no Diddy.
Yep.
No he definitely tried to get in Mace's drawers then.
Oh, he
well,
did.
Who was it?
He probably did.
Somebody, it was E-Ness. E-Ness is from Making the Band, right? The first Making the Band. The bald haired brother that got to fighting with Freddie P on Making the Band. I know you remember it if you see him. But E-Ness tells him, it's like,
E-Ness
goes, look, man, I didn't go to the parties, because that's what they call them now, party parties.
They're freaks. They're like freakouts.
Yeah, freaks by the night kind of shit.
You had to be a specific kind of person and a specific kind of way. And he goes, Diddy wouldn't come to you directly. He said it'd be the hairdresser. It'd be the person braiding your hair. It'd be the person doing your makeup for TV or whatever. And you'd be chopping it up with them. They're ones that, hey, you come with me over here.
All right. This might be it. Hold on. See, that just sounds to me like it could be some gay porn, but apparently the bodyguard of Diddy, like, took his phone and went up to the door after Meek Mill and Diddy went in the room together, and he, like, audio recorded it right from the door. And, like, there's this whole spiel where the dude is like, yeah, I went to the door because Diddy went in there with Meek Mill, and this is what I heard, so I recorded it.
It's a whole lot of shit, man. That's a whole lot of shit.
Dude. It definitely seems like somebody's getting lit.
Yeah. So they're also reopening the investigation into that 1999 shooting at the club.
That Shine took the
rap for.
Yeah. But again, Diddy got a lot of shit with him. Like, I don't.
Saying he's the Jeffrey Epstein of Hollywood.
It wouldn't surprise me.
Of, like, entertainment.
Him and Jeff Epstein probably was tight anyway. They was probably boys to begin with. Him, Jeff Epstein, R. Kelly, Schneider, all the motherfuckers. Every
well, that's
one
the
of,
thing. They're saying like, Jay-Z is going to get caught up in it, too. And, you know, the homie, the OG Bobby Knott Johnson, he came up with this real good fucking concept. He said, you know when all this started? When they convicted Danny Masterson of rape. But it wasn't until they convicted Danny Masterson of rape. It was when he got his ass beat. And then they took him to fucking, like, lightweight prison.
Yeah.
Because I bet it was a hit. They tried to kill him. He realized that, and now he's snitching on everybody.
Fuck, let all these motherfuckers burn like Samuel Jackson said. Yeah, I want to all burn in hell.
Yeah. Hell yeah, I hope they die. And I hope they burn in hell.
Yeah, fuck that. Nah, nasty
See,
motherfuckers.
See, and that's exactly right. This is so a time to kill. Like, you know what I mean? Like, Diddy. Diddy is a problem. Diddy the diddler, man.
But see, Diddy was also a problem back then because during the Making the Band joint, there was a choreographer. I can't remember her name. But some shit went down with her. And fucking, she's like, nah, you ain't gonna treat me. And when she was arguing with him, she's like, you ain't gonna treat me like all these other bitches that you fuck with and all this other shit that you doing. Here you go.
Yes, they deserve to die. And I hope they burn in hell.
There you go. Hope they burn in hell. God damn it.
You don't have to answer the question. Yes, I hope to die. And I hope they burn in hell.
It's crazy shit, man. Like, you got Nickelodeon getting blown up on some shit. I'm still waiting on that shit because I got
to
see the rest of that.
Back to that, because Dan Schneider apparently impregnated a 13-year-old Amanda Bynes and made her get an abortion.
Yep.
And I'm like, man, that's a damn shame, man. Because, like, Amanda Bynes is truly, like, going off the rails.
Bad.
And when she was 20, she was fine.
Yeah.
And, like, if she hadn't had, you know, like, a 13-year-old rape and all that other shit going on in her life, she might have been all right.
But a lot of them.
But if there was audio of her getting raped, nobody would be putting it on the internet. Like,
nope,
oh, listen to this.
Nah.
And that's the thing I was saying I don't like about all this is that, like, we shouldn't be putting that shit out there. It shouldn't be out there like it is.
Yeah.
Like,
but it's because it's a dude getting fucked in the ass. Then they're like, oh, that's
adult,
the shit.
And a dude of age that's adult enough to make his decision as to whether or not he takes it in the pooper.
That's also true. It could have been consensual. It could have been like, all right, Diddy, you could take that. Take that.
Well, he was like, probably bad like, boy, he was probably like, bad boy, you take that. And then, you know, we go large. You have your whole independent song out there on its own. You know what I mean? He probably used it.
Rick Ross ain't helping you out, but bad boy came. You know, Maybach music, Maybach music ain't helping you now, but Bad Boy can. Because look, here's the thing, here's nothing. Diddy knew shit was coming though. And this is how I think Diddy knew shit was coming. Sources say. Diddy knew this was coming because look. Because look, he gave everybody back their fucking, their music. But Diddy kept his hits. He didn't give them all back all their shit. He kept the hits, but gave them back everything else. Like, here's all your fucking masters and shit. Here's your shit. Just gave that shit back to him. He knew shit was coming. Crazy shit, man. Then you got the Nickelodeon motherfucker sucker toe. They're talking about the shit. It opens up. I had just clicked to watch this shit, and it opens up talking about Ariana Grande doing shit with a potato, like she's jacking it off.
Dude, there was some really creepy Ariana Grande shit.
Yeah, the Ariana Grande shit is crazy, young.
She's laying on the bed, looking at the camera like you're. I mean, I don't want to say.
Look, they have her lay. I'll say it because it's fucked up, but I can say it shit because she's
that's a chick.
Ariana Grande is the fucking.
She's a skinny chick that dated Mac Miller.
She is a chick though, not like she wasn't a dude. She's always been a chick.
But she's so like a skinny little thing.
They got so the scene is she's like hand jacking a potato.
She goes, "Can you get any juice out of a potato?" She's like
hand jobbing that motherfucker.
You know what I mean?
Then they got her laying on the bed, upside down, like face to head on the bed,
spraying water all over herself.
All this crazy shit.
It's crazy.
It's
unacceptable.
This is how it started. This is the first 10
seconds.
Now 18?
No, she's like 13 when this is happening,
dog. That's
why it's so unacceptable. All these chicks are doing this shit. Like, I was sitting there looking at stuff and going, oh wow, like, I don't have kids, right? But I'm looking at these old clips of Nickelodeon and I'm like, man, I don't have a daughter, but if I had a 13-year-old daughter, first off, I wouldn't let her wear what Amanda Bynes was wearing in this clip.
Well, you know what I'm saying? When Ariana Grande was a sucker, they had her sucking on her own toes in the motherfucking joint. Like, this motherfucker, he was in a scene with her and fucking the iCarly bitch, and like, he's like choking or whatever, he's passing on the ground, and they're bouncing on top of him. Like, each of them taking turns to bounce on top of him, like his stomach and shit. But you see him push her down a little bit, you know what I mean? I'm like, oh, this nasty motherfucker, boy. I said, man, ain't no way. I'm fucking a whole lot of people up. I'm burning Nickelodeon to the motherfucking ground. I'll be that motherfucking asshole outside that motherfucking Samuel L. Jackson's ready. Yeah, I want y'all to die. I want y'all burning hell. Hey, shit, I be that motherfucker, yo. I'll be right out there.
Yes, they deserve to die, and I hope they burn in hell.
Blow that motherfucker up. Because then that motherfuckers are trying to say now that the Nickelodeon splat symbol
looks like Epstein's Island.
Epstein Island.
It looks like Epstein's Island, the skeet. The skeet splat, it's got the same shape as Epstein's Island.
If you turn
and
it
apparently, SpongeBob lives at Epstein's Island.
Epstein's Island. SpongeBob's address on his driver's license, they type that shit in, and like Google, whatever,
and it's Epstein's
Island. Soggy Bottom Way or whatever is Epstein's Island. It's a fucking joint. Fucking shit is nuts, bro.
It's going so crazy.
It is fucking crazy.
Shit is crazy right now,
man. The world is fucking going burning hell. We all going, man. This solar eclipse that's coming, these fucking dumbasses that are traveling to go see the fucking sun be covered up makes no fucking sense.
To go look at the sun that you can't look at?
Exactly. Like, look, and here's the fucking thing. Like, so Kid and Tab, they're up the way right now. They're in Ohio catching the Final Four, right? Fucking congratulations, South Carolina. Tab is telling me, she goes, look, yo, there's so many motherfuckers up here because they're up here for the fucking eclipse. I said, for what? I said, I remember seeing the eclipse when I was little. Wasn't nothing special. You had a hole in a fucking box.
Seventh grade or whatever.
You put the motherfucking shit on your head, and you look at this goddamn sun, flash through this hole in the box, getting covered up because you can't look at this motherfucker.
Mike, you fired up, dog.
Not because the world is full of ignorant shit. So much stupid shit has happened that makes no fucking sense. And yet they ain't paying attention to the shit that's really fucking going on. So You got these idiots.
Yeah, everybody's out here looking at the eclipse, and you're like, Amanda Bonds got raped.
Yeah.
What's the matter with you people?
Y'all motherfuckers want to see the sun covered up. You know what I mean? Y'all done flown all the way out to these places, and it's supposed to be cloudy and
Meek
shit.
Meek Mill got his booty hole railed out for one hit.
But man,
one hit. But, ain't nobody even heard of him.
But it could have been consensual. We don't know if he said, true. I was cool with
At least
this.
He was old enough to be like, yeah, go ahead, stick it in the booty hole.
Yeah, are you going to be nice about it or not? You know what I mean? There's scoring more questions than answers here. Okay, sources are going to have to get back to y'all on that one. Yeah. But you got motherfuckers going out here to see the sun get covered up by a shadow. You know, they flew out, they flew out, they fucking paid money for a hotel room.
To see the sun get covered by a shadow.
Yeah, they fucking getting paid. They paid all this goddamn money.
But my boy took off 2 days work to go up there somewhere.
For some bullshit.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, boy, work.
God damn it, you idiot. Why? Why?
You're going to be able to see it right here.
Yeah, it's but they
only 80%
cover.
They're closing schools.
I know they early. Are.
Some
I know
them.
They are.
Some
yep.
Some of them they're locking the kids in. Other ones yeah, they're like, here's some free glasses.
They don't
go
want the kids go
out.
Up there and look in the sun. I did the shit when I was little. It didn't fuck me up.
You didn't look at it long. You got glasses on right now, don't you?
That's because I was already fucked up.
Did you have glasses on when you looked at the sun back then?
I took them off because I had the box on. I had the box on my head. So I took the box off and everybody else had their box on to look up to see what damage was going to happen. Nothing happened. Then I had to go back in class, put my glasses on. I was good. Like, man, so these motherfuckers gonna go up. Yo, they gonna be real pissed off. They spent all this money and it's cloudy.
Yeah.
They gonna be mad as shit. They talking about some rain and shit tomorrow and all this other shit. It's gonna be cloudy up there. Yeah, y'all gonna be some pissed off motherfuckers. I didn't get to see the totality.
I mean, I didn't get to witness the totality of the eclipse. It was rainy. Well, you took your shot. You know,
yeah.
You shot your shot, man. Isn't that what half of it's about? Is that what
they say?
They say that's what it's all about,
shoot
right?
Shoot your shot.
Shoot your shot.
You live once to see a solar eclipse, I suppose. I don't know. Apparently, solar eclipses happen like every fucking, it's like twice a year.
20 years.
Well, this one in America, yeah, you won't see this one again for another 20.
Yeah, the next one's in like 45.
Mm-hmm. But the thing is, you get two eclipses a year, so you motherfuckers that want to travel, go travel fucking for all the eclipse. Like, y'all for all these bands and shit. The fuck?
There's something about bands that's way more appealing to people than just eclipses, I guess.
I don't fucking know.
Yeah, I don't know. They're going to be sacrificing goats and shit is what they say.
Oh, yeah, there's going to be somebody out here doing some shit.
All kind of conspiracies about it, man.
There's going to be a fucking cult come up from underneath Epstein's Island's basketball court.
Yeah.
They go, with a goat and some motherfucking hog, haggis. You know what I mean? Who the fuck knows what the fuck they're going to have?
We killed a goat and ate haggis.
Yeah.
For the eclipse.
Right. Who the fuck knows? There's gonna be some. There's gonna be some stupid, crazy motherfuckers tomorrow. I'm trying to hurry up and get home before any of this dumb shit goes the fuck down.
In a lot of ways, it would be a nice day to be at home.
Absolutely.
This is happening tomorrow. I thought it was Tuesday.
No, it's tomorrow.
Yeah.
3:08 apparently, from 3-something to 4-something.
I'll be at work.
See, hey, man, don't be on the road. I'm trying to not be on the road with dumbass motherfuckers. Because I got motherfuckers that are going to do this number.
Yeah, I think I stick their head out and look.
Hey, look! It's going to be some dumbass shit.
Yeah, they're
stupid. Man,
DoorDashers.
Northern fucking Virginians.
It's going to be DoorDashers out there looking
at the sun. It's going to be Northern fucking Virginians. These motherfuckers, man, y'all,
fellow
Virginians.
They got the cherry.
The cherry blossoms are done. They gone. They had a fucking goddamn, these motherfuckers with that shit. There's a goddamn tree they call Stumpy. You know, these motherfuckers was all around this raggedy ass looking Charlie Brown cherry blossom fucking tree crying about how they got to get rid of Stumpy because they're going to improve the tidal basin and they got to...
So Stumpy is being chopped down for some sort of like...
129 of these trees are getting chopped the fuck down.
Aren't those the ones the Japanese gave us after World War II? We're going to chop down... Hey, no big deal. Now that we're on the verge of World War III, let's chop down all the stuff that can remind us about World War II. We already got all the stuff that can remind us about that Civil War we don't want
to
remember.
They're going to chop down these trees to improve the tidal basin because the water is fucking up. Like, this shit's so eroded and so fucked up that they're like, oh, we got to do something because the water level's rising. So they got to improve what the fuck's already fucked up on this fucked up ass, funky ass, fucking Potomac any goddamn way. that funky ass motherfucking water. I swear, the problem with Northern Virginia is that DC, man, is the runoff from the Anacostia, the Potomac, and the Chesapeake. Something's in that fucking water. Don't fuck with the water. Oh, God damn it, man. It's so much shit. Oh, but hey, you see the twin-headed bitch? The bitch that got two heads?
Do what? They got married. I heard something about this, that one of the heads got married.
They got, yeah. One of the heads got married.
I guess the other one is single.
I would assume so, yeah.
Now,
like, she just chilling on the side.
Well, like, they're conjoined twins, like, they got double heads.
They were sharing the vag, though, man.
I think they got one vag between the two.
Yeah, it's one.
But I don't know all the specifics about
this.
So
you don't got a side then, bro.
But, like, to me, I'd be like, I have to marry both of these bitches. I got to make both these girls fall in love with me. Well, yeah. I can have, like, a real...
Legally, he couldn't marry both
That's
of them.
That's a threesome, though.
He had to marry one.
Every time you're having a threesome.
Yeah.
Like, I'd be like, no, I don't have not threesome sex.
Now, look, here's the thing, though. Say this bitch is asleep.
What if she's not into it?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And,
like,
and she's like, no, I don't want it right now. You're like, well, your sister do.
But what if the fucking one doesn't feel the shit? What if she don't have the fucking vag control?
I think that they both feel the same dick the same way. But what if one of them's like, that dick's perfect, and the other one's like, that dick ain't big enough?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's a problem.
What if you get the ugly one?
What if...
God damn it!
Right, that one. Yeah, you don't want to have the ugly one.
So do they get paid twice?
I guess they got two jobs, right?
Hey, yeah.
But they got to share hands, right? So, like, one gets the right hand, the other gets the left hand.
They tend to get paid twice, but they get paid, as one body, but two different people.
Are you like, yo,
they probably got two different socials.
Tell your sister to cut my balls.
That's what I'm saying. So then they get two checks.
Yeah, but it's one body, but yeah, two people, yeah.
Two individuals, so they get two checks from the government. Yeah.
They should.
Disability checks.
Yeah.
For one stomach.
Yeah.
One vagina.
Yep.
Two heads.
That's not a bad gig.
I don't know, bro. It sounds like a rough option.
It's rough, but it's not a bad gig.
What if you fell in love with one head and the other head you didn't like at all?
That's what I'm saying. This bitch talking shit. Are you just going to kiss him like that?
Can you please cut my balls? Your sister's blowing me and stroking. Yeah. And all I need is a little ball cuppage, and you can't even help me out.
Fuck you. I don't even like the way your dick look right now. I don't like you shoving it down her throat that way. It's making me choke. I shouldn't be choking because she's choking.
I can't believe you like it like that.
Yeah. Can y'all keep it quiet over there? I'm trying to watch my Netflix.
Can we try something different this time?
Yeah.
So boring. Same sex over and over.
There should be a...
What if he accidentally splooshes on her Netflix face? Like, he splooshes on that. Oh, my God. Oh, you nasty motherfucker. I don't believe you did that shit.
That should be a Netflix series of their events.
Their life?
Yeah, just 2 days, just a weekend with that.
They still probably wouldn't put the sex stuff that's what everybody would want to know the answers to out there.
I mean, you got put on Netflix,
there.
You could.
You could, but they still wouldn't.
Losers.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Stupid, said losers.
I'd be willing to produce the show, but it would have to be like, you got to answer our questions. You know what I mean? Like, I'll bring the cameras, microphones, whole deal. We record the whole thing, no problem. But you got to answer my questions, baby. Tell me about this. Like, I want to talk to the single one, but I would put up a divider between them and give them headphones so they can't hear each other's questions.
A divider? You just take a piece of cardboard and sit right in between them, too.
I'm going to put a shit like that right in between them.
That's
so they can't see each other. And put the headphones on the one and ask the other one questions and just swap them out real quick. I don't want y'all knowing the answers. You know what I mean?
I wonder if there's any kind of link to where they can know what the other one's thinking. You know what I mean? Yeah, you know, like, twins know what each other's thinking sometimes. Like, these two have been connected their whole life.
Maybe, dude.
They share, I think they have two separate spinal cords. I think it's two separate spinal cords.
Well,
so,
like,
it's two separate brains.
It would be really interesting if they could do that, like, telekinesis type shit. Like, when Venkman was like, what's on the card? And he was like, wavy lines. And like, nah, that's not it.
Because one looks happy, one looks like she's just there for the ride.
What's the name? What am I calling this if I'm looking for it?
Abby Hensel is now married. The conjoined twin Abby Hensel.
Yeah, I'm off.
Okay, Abby Hensel.
This ain't us. This is what them happened.
Oh, right, the
weeks.
Ugly one. What if you got the ugly one, Mike? Okay.
Yeah, he the one talking about, what if you got the ugly one? Yeah.
See, but, like, at least they both smiling in the wedding picture.
The one don't look like she smiled. The one, like, her face is just smushed up on him.
There you go. Like, this is too weird to me, bro. Like, this man is, like, married to two chicks, but only one of them.
Yeah.
All right, damn it. What is it?
Abby and Brittany.
Yeah, let me see a picture.
Our conjoined twins.
I'll send it to you on Instagram.
See, there's an ugly one.
They both aren't the greatest.
Yeah, but one's uglier.
The fuck? It's like, God damn it, hold on, John. I'm gonna send it to you on Instagram.
It's too messed up, man. I can't think straight sometimes with this stuff. Things get so fucked up.
I'm just thinking, like, okay, you see the one look like she really holding on to him. The other one's like, oh my God.
You mean? How do one look like she really into it when they both got the same arms and shit?
I'm just saying.
Like, the body language is not telling me anything.
The body language on this one right here, if she controls this arm, she look like she about it. This one in the face like that, she ain't about it.
Yeah, the other one ain't about it. Yeah,
yeah, see, she ain't about it.
Darn it.
She's like, God damn it, I'm smashed to get in between these two motherfuckers.
I'm always going to be third wheel by his big
ass. I'm always going to be smushed in between these motherfuckers.
But I don't understand, like, how, like, if you say you meet these girls, right? And the one's like, I'm married. And the other one's like, I'm not. And you like, oh, gee, that's cool. I mean, I really like your personality.
Now, think about that, yeah.
You know, like, can I go out with you sometime, but not with your sister? I guess I can't do that. You know, like, I don't like your sister.
It's always
going
to have to be a fucking crowded date.
I don't like your married sister, but I guess she can come along. You know what I mean? Like, there's no, I don't know, bro.
But say the other one gets married. Now you got two different dicks.
Sharing a vagina.
Yeah.
And whose kid is whose?
Exactly.
You're trying to have a baby.
Uh-huh.
Oh my God.
There's a lot going on here,
man. Can we get surrogates? I gotta get a surrogate. If I'm having a baby with this bitch, we gotta have a surrogate. You know what I mean?
I don't know.
We gotta pull an egg. We gotta put the sperm together with the egg and then put it in some able-bodied lady that can walk around for 9 months.
Now there's even more shit that's popping in my head. Let's say one just goes fucking brain dead and just is gone. You gotta drag his head around on your shoulders.
Like Miss Chokes on Dick.
Yeah, exactly. You see? See what I'm saying?
See? You could have just had a normal conversation about it.
There's too many questions, bro. There's too many questions.
Could have just had a normal conversation.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Jew unit has become offended.
Like, one hand sucking dick, the other one got to sit there and try to eat breakfast. You know what I'm saying?
The other one's trying to make a phone call.
Yeah.
And all you hear is,
bitch, shut up. Goddamn.
No, Dad, I'm not sucking a dick. That's your sister.
Yeah. You know how that bitch is.
Oh. A little trollop.
Little trollop, man. Yeah. Now, do both of them be moaning and shit like, man, like the bitch, like, bitch, I gotta go to work in the morning. I'm not gonna deal with this shit right now. Bitch, we gotta go teach these kids.
We gotta have a stomach ache tonight.
Yeah. We gotta talk about this.
Yeah, dude, I don't know, man. This, I'm really happy for this girl getting love and life and all that shit, but man, this fucking whole story weirds me out.
That's the other thing that motherfuckers.
The more questions I see, the weirder I feel about it.
Look, that's the other motherfucker. You got single bitches now talking about this two-headed bitch got a man. And I can't get one.
You know why?
Because she got two fucking heads.
No, because she's got a better attitude than you, sweetheart.
That's also true.
That's why.
It could be she just got bad personality. Now, the other bitch might not say much. She might not say shit. She might just keep her mouth closed like, yeah, I ain't going to say that.
She keeps her mouth closed. She never knows what's going to land in it if she keeps it open.
You know what? That's another thing, too. Like, I don't want to watch this on Netflix, bitch. He come over here and put his dick in between both of them. Like, hey.
Nah, like, this is just truly fucking weird. Truly fucking weird.
There's too much shit going on in the world, man.
Yeah, there's too much, man. Like, I don't even know. There's like multiple breakdowns. So there's like two sets of lungs and two hearts and like one set of intestines, it looks like. I don't know. Like, they're showing like literally
how they come together.
Like a breakdown drawing of how these girls are made.
Yeah.
This is just too fucking weird, dude. I like Star Trek, man. I don't like this shit.
This real world shit
is too much, bro.
I like Star Trek, man.
This shit is too weird, dog.
This motherfucker said, man, I like Star Trek.
How am I supposed to process this shit? This ain't cool, dog.
But hey, stay found love,
stop
man.
Stop showing me this. You're freaking me out.
One of them found love.
Yeah, they got four lungs, two esophaguses, two hearts, two gallbladders, two stomachs, three kidneys, one small intestine, one pelvis, one set of reproductive organs, one bladder, one large intestine, one liver, and one rib cage. Holy fucking shit. Jesus Christ, that's fucking
okay, weird. So these motherfuckers got two different throats. So one can be the throat goat while the other one's talking.
Yeah, but if you come in her mouth, it goes to both their stomachs.
It goes over their stomach, though. Uh-huh. That's crazy. So, bitch, don't you swallow tonight. You better not swallow tonight. Don't you? Oh, bitch,
you know, how do you know that makes us gassy?
My stomach gonna be fucked up. I'm gonna be farting shit.
You know it gives me indigestion.
Nah, I got acid reflux coming to you, bitch.
Babe, that's what the one does because she's in love, because she's married. The other one doesn't.
They ain't eating that much. One stomach, right? They ain't eating that much.
Between the two of them. Says
they're hungry. Well, but think about it. One eats, one don't. But what if when you're, you know, you're eating, you're like, I don't like carrots. You know, I was like, I do. So like, well, you eat the carrots, and I'll eat the liver. You don't like the liver. I like the liver. Whatever. You know what I mean? Like, if you had like one plate and it's full of half a shit the one head likes and the other one likes, then y'all could get through them whole meal and like no problem.
Yeah, but they'd be better. They'd be probably the most balanced individual.
Or what if one's lactose intolerant? And that bitch is like, I'm eating ice cream.
You know what? I wish these girls.
Or the GMO.
Yeah. I wish these girls were in the WNBA. That's what I wish. I wish that they could play as one player in basketball. One head could be talking shit while the other one plays basketball.
Oh, the other one be nice hooping.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, bitch, what you got? You can't get us. Yeah, you can't get us. You ain't on us like that. Oh, in your face, bitch. You see what we did?
Which one are we
going to
guard?
Look into our eyes. Which way are we going? You should have paid attention to us.
That'd be amazing.
Shit.
Yeah.
Absolutely amazing.
Oh, man. We went too far, I think. Nah.
Yeah.
Jew. Nah. We gotta wait to hear from the Jew.
Yeah, if the unit's offended.
He said, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, this is a fucked up episode, dog. We've been talking about all the way from Diddy to the fucking double-headed conjoined twin that got married.
You seen any scooters pulling wheelies in D.C.?
Not yet. But I know it's coming because it's not hot enough yet.
No, it's hot enough, bro.
Oh, they've been doing it.
You've seen it a lot on the Instagram.
Scooter lights.
No, in real life. Where it was racing 4D on Independence.
That don't surprise me. Not just straight away.
On wheelies.
Yeah.
4D's motherfuckers all ride wheelies on a scooter.
Scooter life, yep.
I thought I was just real fucked up, right? But then I saw it again. Not by myself either. So I was like, they do exist.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it was a nice wheelie. It was probably like a two-block wheelie. This motherfucker's riding on this goddamn scooter, bro. Like, from stop. He just,
He just leaned it back and maintained it.
Shit, I don't know if he had a weight sitting on the back of that motherfucker or how he fucking pulled it off.
You couldn't even keep yours upright.
Nah.
Yeah, he couldn't go through a turn, let alone back on one
wheelie. But yeah, I don't know if they had a block on the back of it or something. I don't know what they had. But it was a perfect wheelie.
That scooter life is big out
scooter
there.
Scooter life is real, bro.
Because a lot of them don't be doing that dirt bike shit no more because they cracking down the dirt bikes and the ATVs. Now they got them motherfucking scooters. Motherfuckers see a scooter like, ah, whatever. Yeah. Scooter ain't shit. It ain't like the dirt bike. It ain't like we can't catch this fucking scooter right now. You know what I mean? Or the dirt bikes, them motherfuckers is cutting through shit, going through the monuments and the yards and all that shit. Scooter, you ain't doing what you can do on a dirt bike on a scooter at all. You ain't doing that shit.
Well, you put some.
So DC's got some real live shit going on, is what it sounds like to me.
Yeah, DC well, got a bunch
been,
of shit.
They've been scooting. I mean, you got all them Grubhub motherfuckers. Been scooting, but now the fucking punk ass kids and
the kids have been doing the scooter thing, but now
crackheads, just everybody.
Cause they got the electric bikes, all that shit. You got motherfuckers on these motherfuckers all day. We got the homeless cats on these bitches.
Yeah, homeless cats on bikes.
Homeless
you got
cats
motherfuckers
on
the riding the wheelie jump.
Yeah,
seen the motherfuckers do on the wheelie jump on the one wheel wheel, just doing like 30 the fucking highway. What the fuck is on, y'all?
People are nuts, bro. People are fully nuts.
I thought you got a helmet on. You're cool. All right. Carry on, bro.
Yeah, it's my right of way.
Yeah.
It's
your right to die.
Bro, you should see them going through traffic. The Grubhub motherfuckers that be coming through traffic, be splitting the lane down New York Avenue, Florida Avenue, all that shit, man, North Capitol Street. And they be wobbling.
Yeah.
They be doing that because they got the big ass book bag on the back, the box joint.
The hot box.
Then they got the box on the back of their shit. And I'm like, motherfucker, you see, this ain't no perfect line that you're going to split. You know what I mean? If one person does this just a little, Either way.
Right.
That's your ass.
Right, it doesn't seem very stable to me for, like, what are you making, $8 for this
and
fucking
these
run?
Motherfuckers be nah, out be there zooming, doing bro. It. They be, I be hauling ass be through traffic, yo.
Until I open my door.
That's all I'm waiting on is somebody just to fucking nick one of these sons of bitches. And see what the fuck's gonna happen to them.
Yeah, that's just bad economics, man. Like, what are you making, $8 on that run, and you're gonna break your ass?
Cause
and it's gonna cost $80,000 to put you back together.
You don't
together.
Even see them half the time, man, cause by the time you look over, phew, there they go. They already on. Don't even notice that they're coming through you. Like, I be in my motherfucking truck, and I'll fucking look over just to check shit, and shoot, they coming right by the mirror. I'm like, you idiot. Like, bruh. If I just moved up a little bit and not looked at my mirror at this certain time, that would have been your ass. You would have been up under my truck, and it would have been my fault.
Yeah.
I would have been the motherfucker at fault.
But they'd have been the dead one.
Exactly. But I'm the motherfucker at fault because I was driving reckless.
Right. Because you were going through your fucking daily life, trying to live your life. And these motherfuckers going, you're any goddamn way.
Fucking assholes.
Yeah, careful. Careful what you blame. You might end up like Diddy. It's everything everybody else's fault.
Nah, I ain't Diddying nobody.
Ain't nobody Diddying around. Hell.
Nah, no Diddy.
No Diddy. Isn't it amazing? There was a time where no Diddy would have reasonably been conceived as you could be sane, no doubt.
Yeah.
But now, there's... You say some crazy shit if you say no Diddy.
Now, here's my thing with the Diddy thing. I want to know what Bentley has to say. Bentley is quiet. You don't hear nothing about old Fonzworth Bentley, his concubine.
Who is Fonzworth Bentley?
You don't remember the motherfucker that used to walk around with the umbrella around Diddy?
Was that the dude?
His name was Fonzworth Bentley.
Well, because I remember that Chappelle had the guy doing that.
Kanye helped him get out from under Diddy. And then he was doing videos with Outkast, and he was in the videos with Kanye and all them shit. And Andre 3K.
Did you see Kanye screaming about him being a fed? About Diddy being a fed?
Yeah. That was back on Drink Champs, because he was talking about Diddy and Meek Mill.
Yeah.
He said both of them motherfuckers. He was, man, fuck them fake motherfuckers.
Dude, there's so much wild stuff they've been saying.
The shit's been happening. But here's like even 50, worse.
You see 50 saying all that crazy shit? 50's 50 offering
been
money.
Saying that 50's shit.
50's offering money if you were part of any of these freak out shows. Because apparently the rumor is that Diddy liked to take his girl and hire like professional male gigolos to come in and fuck his girl in front of him.
Yeah, that's what Cassie said. I read the fucking 37 page document because they got her. She's helping the feds right now with this case that they got open on them.
That's the thing. 50 was like, if you got tapes of any of that shit, I'll pay you money. Hit me up. I bet you I guess some. Like, Diddy is out, or Fitty is out to get Diddy.
50 has like, been that sounds, on everybody's right?
ass. Diddy about to get got by 50.
50, man, been in his ass for a hot minute, though. 50, stay on that motherfucker, man. But 50, I gotta give 50 credit, because 50 be in everybody's shit. He be calling everybody out on their shit. And he right majority of the fucking time. Man, that motherfucker try to take me shopping. But you good fuck though. You grown ass man. You don't take no other grown ass man motherfucking shopping. I knew what he was talking about.
Continuously called Puff gay. Does that affect your relationships in Hollywood?
I don't call him gay. I said,
let me read it, Fifth.
Oh my God.
Sorry I can no longer that's help confused. You guys. Soon you will all be gay and happy. You are all now left under leadership of Puffy Daddy. Report to the nearest rainbow. Den of Thieves. In theaters,
yeah. Oh, that's why he says things. He doesn't even know what he's saying. It's like fruity. You know what I'm saying? Like, he says something fabulous, and he goes, "Yo, but me and you, we ain't party. Like, we need to party." What is he talking about?
That's going on.
When people say that to me, I get a little uncomfortable. I get uncomfortable. Like he said something to me one time a long time ago at Chris Lighty's wedding. He told me he'd take me shopping. I looked at him like, what'd you just say? Let me move, man, before I do something. You're going to make me mess up the wedding.
Oh, that's a nice gesture.
Let me get out of, no, dude, you take me, that's what a guy says to a girl.
Yeah, things are really weird.
That's the world we is.
So strange. Things are so fucking strange.
That's crazy.
2024 has started off just out the box. Like, this year seems like it's just a fake fucking year. Like, this shit can't be real. You can't make this shit
up.
Yeah,
like, maybe the simulation started in 21 or something.
I say it started in 20 when they told everybody to stay home and not go out. Mm. They hit some kind of button, and we went through some shit, and we're like, all right, now let these motherfuckers back out. We can
now,
start
now we're all in our own little fucking simulation.
Yeah, we can start it over again. We changed everything we need to change. Now let these motherfuckers out and see what happens now. Like, all right, we got it set up, y'all. Let the motherfuckers loose.
Well, what happened was the Anunnaki came down and they took all the gold that they had been taken. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They were coming for. And now they left again, and now everybody's like, all right, well, it's another 2,800-year cycle.
Let's see what happens to these motherfuckers now. They're going to go ahead and kill each other off.
So who's responsible for the bridge?
China. No, I don't know if that's
true. I have no idea what that was, but they say that was like another fucking thing.
Just full haphazardly failure of technology.
Of technology.
Just failure of tech.
And
is that what they're saying?
And everything else?
Well,
I know the driver was from, or the pilot was from Ukraine.
Yeah, they say the pilot of the boat was from Ukraine.
Dun, dun, dun.
Well, my thing is, I saw that the boat losing power.
Twice.
Yeah. But I also saw the entire time it driving directly at the goddamn pylon where it was fucking going.
Yeah.
And that boat got do-it-yourself technology. In one way, you got one lane, motherfucker. You're in your area because you're in a channel.
There's supposed to be a guide boat. A local tugboat.
They're supposed to be tugs.
But they called for him and he never came.
Yeah, supposedly.
But they just go anyway?
I heard the tugs took him and let him loose before that point. That they got him to a certain point and then let him go. Like, you're good. And I'm like, yo, fuck that. The tugs need to get him on beyond this fucking bridge.
They shouldn't have to take you through there. You should go right. There should be two certain pylons. There should be two pylons or two pillars that you drive through. You ain't gonna worry about another boat coming through.
Right, there should be a clear channel.
Because these boats are fucking, 100? I don't know how big a goddamn tugboat is, but let's say 300 feet wide. You ain't gonna have three of these motherfuckers coming passing each other. One motherfucker's gonna come through, and then the next one comes through, eventually.
That old shit.
But that motherfucker was coming at this ship, like he was coming right at it the whole time. And my thing, how? Halfway.
Yeah, but
who's driving that thing?
So then my thought is, I've thought for a little while, was it an attack?
See, if people thought it was an attack, then people were like, I believe there's a lot of shit that we get sacrificed on. Like, as a whole. Like, all right, so, ladies and gentlemen, y'all gotta read The Creature of Jekyll Island, the Creature from Jekyll Island. That motherfucking book, man, it tells you how fucking the Federal Reserve was created, right? Mm-hmm. And how six motherfuckers came up with this idea for the Federal Reserve. And ever since they came up with this shit,
and the dudes that were against it were on the Titanic, and got to
they died, right? So then they talk about how ever since these six motherfuckers created the Federal Reserve, somebody within these six families has always been in the government in some kind of form or fashion, right? So they're talking about Lithuania, what the fuck is that boat called?
Lusitania.
That's it, that boat. And they're talking about,
that's what got sunk to start World War I.
Exactly, but they said the reason America didn't want to go to war. People in America voted not to go against to this war. They didn't, like, we're not part of this shit. So they're like, how do we get Americans into the war? I'm all about the war. They said that fucking, that boat was designed to mimic a warship. Had everything on it to mimic a warship, but it was a cruise boat. 195 American passengers was on this boat with ammunition on this boat, right? They sent it out into these waters that was being patrolled by German U-boats.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is what the...
It also had weapons on it.
It had...
They were using it to transport weapons illegally.
They were transporting
which made it a legitimate military target at the time.
This is the story that goes, because I was looking all this shit up as I'm reading this book or listening to the book, because it's on audio. When it comes in, I'm highlighting all this shit because I've been taking notes while I'm listening to this book.
I've been doing this more.
So they said this motherfucker got to the waters and it was supposed to have a guide ship.
Uh-huh.
That guide ship got called away all of a sudden. It was like, nah, you don't need to be there. The U-boat, looking at schematics, sees that this is a ship that's designed to be a warship that shouldn't be in these waters. They shoot the boat. They say the fucking torpedo goes in this motherfucking boat, doesn't explode. What happens is, they said the explosion came from the inside, but they don't find this out until like 50 years later.
It's the ordnances that they were transporting. Yeah, the military that bombs that were on the boat is what blew up.
And what blew up. The torpedo didn't fucking blow the ship up. It was the shit that was inside of it.
It just caused the stuff that was in there to blow up.
Because they said they went down there to look at this motherfucker, and they're like, yo, the torpedo didn't do this damage. This is a damage from inside out. So it killed 195 Americans. You tell Americans that 195 Americans got shot down by a German U-boat, okay, now everybody's ready to go to fucking war. That's how they got U.S. into the war, because they sacrificed 190. Now, here's the thing. They said whoever was the president at the time, was it fucking Eisenhower? No, well, nah, it was Johnson or some shit. Who the fuck was it?
Nah, back then, you're thinking,
I can't remember who it was.
But Taylor.
Whoever was the president was, he knew these passengers were on this boat. They knew they called off the guy to this boat. Churchill knew that fucking these motherfuckers were on this boat, but they had to get America into war. And all this turns into fucking just a turnover for money. War brings debt, debt brings war, as long as you keep motherfuckers in debt and you control shit. And then, man, this book is just, it's very informative, like a motherfucker, man.
Wilson.
That's it.
Woodrow Wilson.
He knew about the shit. And they're like, you know, people didn't believe that America would sacrifice its own people just to be in war.
Funny enough, we've been doing it ever since.
And yeah, that's the other thing they said. This was the perfect example. And then they even go back to wars before that about how, since the Federal Reserve was made, this is what's been happening.
Look, man, a war is nothing but a racket, man.
That's all it is.
Shout
that's
out Smedley Butler.
So when the bridge should happen, I'm listening to this book.
But that's, like, man, that's critical infrastructure.
Right. Yes. Infrastructure. So exactly. The next thing that you would possibly hit would be the power grid. If part of the power grid goes down and takes out, what would millions of people do if they cannot go to the grocery store and buy
They would
food?
Die, riot, and kill everyone around them.
Right. Or they would die themselves.
Yeah, yeah. Eventually. That's the end game. Everybody dying.
Half of them just died because their phone didn't work.
Yeah. Yep. And the grid's like half...
Just the fact to not be able to charge a phone...
Like, the electric grid's half made up of Chinese manufactured materials anyway. Like, real easy for it to just all of a sudden poof.
Bruh, the shit's fucking crazy. I'm
telling
you. Yeah,
but like, we got the earthquake up in fucking New York.
In New York, that shit happened.
Originated at fucking Trump's
Jersey.
Property.
Was it...
Yeah, the epicenter's Trump's fucking property.
Was it in Jersey?
Yeah.
Oh, shit, look at that.
Yeah.
Trump drilling. He trying to go.
I don't think that's it. I think it's a Chinese energy weapon. They didn't hit him just like they hit up Taiwan. Caused that big ass earthquake.
Oh, yeah, they had that one. That was, what, a couple weeks before that?
Billy's falling down. That was last week.
That was last week, yeah, because I'm there.
In the time that we haven't been on this show, so many things happen. I can't even think straight. So many things have been happening.
I forgot about the earthquakes.
Bridges falling down, earthquakes on...
Shit!
Different continents.
The motherfuckers that got bound the World Health Joint, the dudes, the A.
Oh my god, the World Kitchen in fucking Gaza. Oh.
Now look, they said this.
They got bombed three times
three
in a row.
Three times because they said the people that they now. Fucking, what was his name? Netanyahu? Whatever the fuck
Benjamin
his name.
Benjamin Netanyahu.
Whatever the fuck his name is.
Jesus
Yahoo.
Christ.
You fuck him. Yahoo knew that these motherfuckers.
Yahoo knew.
Yeah, he knew.
Yahoo knew.
He knew.
Fuck him.
That there was aid workers coming. They said they let him
well,
know
when
beforehand.
They first got bombed, apparently they radioed the IDF and was like, yo, we're getting attacked. Please stop. And then the second truck came. It got
they
people off
people
the first
off,
truck. And then
they
bombed them
truck,
shit.
And then the people
the third
there,
one came.
The
they started helping
shit.
Them off the
yep.
second one. And then they got bombed then.
And they talking about, oh, we
yeah,
thought
we
it was Hamas.
We let some people go because of this incident.
Yeah.
Is what they've said. Like,
that shit's, but look, you know what? We still have to give them the motherfucking shit we promised them. We still got to give them the fucking weapons and shit. We said, hey, we're going to give y'all, but
that's
we're
that bullshit, man. Look, they can do whatever the fuck they want.
Exactly.
I don't support
can.
Any of those motherfuckers over there, but yeah. I don't want to support them with our tax dollars any motherfucking
exactly.
war. There ain't a motherfucking war that ain't
but
here that we need to give them money.
It goes back to the Federal Reserve and those motherfuckers that are in charge of that shit, bro. I'm telling you.
Yeah, it goes back to the military industrial complex that Eisenhower specifically
wants.
You
gotta read this book, bro. I'm telling you. You read this book, you're going to get pissed the fuck off.
Mike, I'm already pissed. Well, I don't need no more motherfucking reason to be pissed.
Read this book though, bro, because you'll, man, I'm telling you, this opened up my eyes on a lot of shit because I've been taking notes.
Ladies
and going
and gentlemen,
back and check this motherfucking
with
book
that
out,
said,
y'all.
We're going to have to bring this episode of the Mason and French show to a close. We would like to thank you for listening. We would like to encourage you to listen to old episodes as well as new episodes.
Like, share, subscribe.
That's right. Tell your friends. Don't bug out this bitch. You know, be nice to people that look like you. Be nice to people that don't look like you. Don't be a dick.
Little bit by little bit, ladies and gentlemen, keep moving forward.
That's right. Keep grinding on the things you're trying to get done, because that is how things get done.
We believe in you.
That's right. Don't forget, we love you very, very much.
Love y'all.
And peace be with you.
Check out The Creature from Jekyll Island. Go. My video. Oh, dirty on the hat, and I let you all know. Just dance if you caught up in the Holy Ghost trance. If you stop, I'ma put them killer ants in your pants. I'm the ODB.